Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured artist Friday, Sly and Family Stone, and the Beach Boys. We're going to play alternate throughout the course of the next 2 hours like we did the first two. Bob Haney. But joining me for the next 2 hours, talk about the Orioles and Major League Baseball. So there's a trade today. A disgruntled starter in Milwaukee. He's now a White Sox. Are you want to whine? Go from contention in the bullpen to last place. Have fun with that. But Tarek Skubal, Steve Molesky. Tarek Skubal's a stud, Steve. First of all, good afternoon. How are you?
Bob, good afternoon.
The decision to go with Aiken. I mean, I'm guessing we're making much ado about nothing at this stage, but I was a little surprised, maybe frowned upon it. I mean, just old school. My guy's going to face your lineup. I don't care if it's Al Kaline, Willie Horton, you know, Lance Parrish. Let's give him the ball. Let him do what he's got to do. So we heard Tony Manzalino's explanation. I know it's 2025. Stats, trends, analytics matter. Were you at least a little bit like, oh, raise an eyebrow? That because Kramer had been announced for a week to start that game.
Right. I agree with you guys. In the end, it didn't have much to do about the result of the game because Tarek Skubal made sure the Orioles didn't win that game. I mean, interesting strategy. I guess they tried to opener the openers, you know, the Tigers who did it so well late last year. I mean, Aiken put up a zero, so that was good. Dec Kramer started, I guess, deeper into the lineup. Maybe that was an objective. He got deep into the game. So some things worked, except for a couple pitches that went over the wall on a night when the Orioles weren't going to get much. I mean, I really thought Skubal is on this three-start roll. He's going to give up three or four runs to somebody here soon, and maybe this is the night. And early on, there were signs maybe it would be, but it wasn't.
Yeah, and Kobe Mayo worked him for a walk. And the Orioles had a little two-man uprising that went away quietly, unfortunately for them. But with Dean Kramer, and I mean, you've known him since the Orioles traded for him 6.5 years ago, right? Almost seven. What Manny get traded? Middle of 18? I mean, almost 7 years ago. And he's worked his way up through the ranks, and he's been a part of the Orioles rotation for the better part of 3+ years now. Seems like a very intense competitor. So how do you approach a Dean Kramer as Tony Manzalino, whatever, how many pitching coaches they have, and explain to him what the reasoning was for not letting him get the rock right out
of
there?
I mean, probably the way he explained it. In my take with baseball in 2025, the players are very powerful. They have a powerful union, and most managers want their players to have a say in how things are done. But in the end of the day, the manager should be able to decide how he wants to use his pitcher. And, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is what we think gives us the best chance to win. So I think the players got to go implement that. And Dean Kramer's a team guy. He's not, you know, he's not going to be your go-to interview guy for the media. But he's a team guy. And he did what he needed to do. One ball went over the wall. Number 9 hitter again, Bob. The Orioles just they are just getting beat by number nine hitters routinely this year.
Yeah, Kramer did go seven strong, and in my opinion, it was a quality start. Seven innings, four runs, the three-run homer, and then Dingler took him deep as well. Eight Ks. So he gave the Orioles what they needed. A bullpen gets a little bit of a breather before the Angels come to town. But let's talk about Skubal before we talk about the Orioles now losing two consecutive series since the six-game winning streak. Yeah, by the way, if you want to get in, people, Steve is ready for you. Any Oriole questions, any minor league questions, give us a call at 410-583-1057. You want to vent? You want to praise? You still think the Orioles have a chance? You get the drill. Skubal, not a high draft pick, but he's pitching like a number one overall pick for sure. Top pitcher in baseball, maybe. Inch for inch, pound for pound. And based on the fact that he doesn't walk anybody, two last night is probably 2 weeks worth way that he's been going. But when you watch him deal, Steve, Tarik Skubal, and there were some whispers that the Orioles could have made a real run at him last year if they wanted to, like other contending teams, obviously it didn't happen. But why is he so dominant and effective? And he was painting corners and not like getting the benefit of the doubt calls. I mean, he was on the black a lot last night.
Well, his quality of his pitches are about as good as any pitcher in the game, and the command of them are about as good as any pitcher in the game. When you get quality pitches and command and smarts, you really got something. And I was looking up what you just said last night. What round was this guy drafted? Isn't that round nine? University of Seattle. He didn't come from the SEC or something. I mean, this is the dream for a ninth round draft pick. I mean, that's, you just don't see this every day. John Means was round 11, wound up being really good pitcher, you know, and I think that's one thing the Orioles look at when they draft all these guys round 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and not round 1 pitchers, is that you can get good pitchers all over the draft. So Skubal's the dream, man. I mean, he throws his changeup more than any pitch, by the way. And here's a guy who can throw 98 and throws other pitches more than those pitches. So he can do it all. He could probably go one night, Bob, and say, I'm going to throw fastball, slider, nothing else, and win the game. He could probably go one night and go, I'm going to go 70 changeups and 10 fastballs and win the game. I mean, he's that good right now. He's the top pitcher in the game, maybe, and he's on top of his game. And it after those first few innings, when it didn't break through and he started to roll, it was like, uh-oh. And that's how it ended up.
Yeah, velocity started to tick up a little bit, too. Later, he got in the game. But we see Detroit up close and personal. They win the series 2-1. Playoff team last year, a year ago at this time, Steve, where the Orioles were one of the best teams in baseball. Tigers were kind of getting ready to unload a bunch of players. And they got rid of Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers. He helped them win a World Series. They brought him back, obviously. But when you look at the lineup, why are they so pesky, creative at times? I mean, they certainly have their share of pop, no doubt.
They seem to be one of those teams where the sum is better than the parts when you start to look at their up and down the lineup. And I think they just have great leadership with A.J. Hinch. I mean, it was a great hire to bring him in. He helped take him over the top. And then you got Casey Mize, who turned out to be as good as they thought he was the day they drafted him. It took a minute. And you have Tarik Skubal. I mean, holy heck. And their bullpen, really good. That guy that was the opener the other day against the Orioles, that was pretty special stuff. So, I mean, they're well run. They believe in themselves right now. They hadn't been 20 games over 500 as they are now since 2013. So, I mean, this is a heyday for Tiger baseball. And so, Bob, they're having the Orioles 2023 season right now. And they hope they don't, in the future, have the Orioles 2025 season a year or two down the road.
Well, the Orioles are having that, as we know, right, as we talk about it every day. But, Steve, since the six-game winning streak and the 9 of 11, 8 of 10, I mean, whatever the rise-up was, they've lost two straight series. An understandable one to the best team in the American League. Maybe a deflating one to the A's last week out in Sacramento. So, and we were talking about it in early in the show, is that you look at them as, you can't look at the game individually. You look at the series and maybe judge them more fairly on what each passing series brings to the equation. So we're sitting here kind of back to where they started. They're 13 games under. They're 15 games out of first. They're 8.5 out of the wild card. And, you know, we want them, because we're all Oriole fans, all three of us, me, right, you, and Nolan, born and raised in the area. And it is what it is. It's in our blood. We got to look at it realistically, too. It just doesn't seem like a team that's ever going to get any sort of consistent traction winning series consecutively here like they did in 2000.
Here's the math that could work. And again, I'm not selling this. I'm giving you facts that the schedule allows us to make play out here, Bob. So I really angered my Twitter fans. It doesn't take much, believe me. When last night I went on there and said, okay, the Orioles have won 12 out of 20. They're 12-8 in their last 20 games through last night's loss. That's a four-game gain on 500. They have 95 games left, Bob, so you could make four, almost five slices of 20 games. It never goes in a perfect line. They're not going to go 12-8. We know that. But I'm just saying the math says if they did go 12-8, in 60 games, they would be at 500. It would take 2 months, and that's what it might take. And then they could make a run in those final 20, whatever's left. So the math does work. Here's the problem with this math, Bob. 8-12 in the next 20, and you've just blown that math all to you know what. So I'm just saying there's a chance, but the Orioles have put themselves in such a bad spot that, of course, the chance is slim, but it's not none. We can look at the Nationals of a couple years ago and other teams that when they had 95 or 100 games left, they made it work. So it could work. I'm saying there's a chance,
I'm not
promising it's going to happen or predicting it even, because I believe they'll probably come up short of the playoffs. But let's see more of these 20-game slices play out. And 3 weeks from now, I can post on Twitter again and outrage the public that, oh my God, Steve took a 20-game sample. Don't tell me since this date, since opening day, they're 27-40.
So are we starting the slices tonight, or are we looking at the bite?
The slice has begun.
The bite of the slice that was taken
last night. We've taken one slice of this apple, Bob. And so, yeah, you're trying to give yourself and the fans hope here. And so they did go 12-8. And by the way, they went 12-8 with modest stats. They were 15th in their runs per game in this stretch, and their team ERA were like middle of the pack in baseball, not in the stretch, but overall. So they didn't light it up in any aspect of the game. Their pitching was lighting it up until they had that bump in the road with the starters.
Talking Orioles. Got buy or sell coming up next, though. We got to count some dough. Let's get selfish. And we'll talk about sports subjects of the day and into the weekend. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from him later in the hour. Rockabacco, MassinSports.com. He'll be joining us as well around 12:30. Got the American League East report coming up at 1 o'clock. Talk about what happened in the division last night. Only a couple of games. The Orioles were one of them. Yankees were. They continue to cook. Have a look at this weekend slate. And we'll also look at the standings as, you know, when do we start really looking at the wild card stand? Well, for us, every day, because the Orioles keep creeping around that 8.5. But when does it get real, or when is it an illusion?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2026. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. Here on this Featured Artist Friday, it's Sly and the Family Stone, Beach Boys, jamming to them. Pick a song, we'll play it, send a request. Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Tons going on in the world of sports as we hit this Father's Day weekend. Are we going to have some extra money to celebrate it with, buy or sell?
Does not look like it. Oh, sorry to be the bummer here, but the NASDAQ is down 79 today, Dow Jones down 395, S&P 500 down 21, little individual basis here, Under Armour is down 11 cents, and DraftKings down 43 cents. Hmm. Now, we might have better luck with the sports topics, it's usually the case here. Start with the Ravens. They've had a lot of success getting after the quarterback these past two seasons, but those strong sack totals really came from a large number of players. 16 different players, in fact, recorded at least one sack for them during the 2023 season. 17 different players last year. Now, as the team prepares for this upcoming year, they've added Mike Green to the mix. Chuck Smith says that, well, really, the way he sounds, the entire group's going to take off and have a breakout year. But buy or sell, Bob. If the Ravens end up being among the league's best in sack production again this season, it will once again be about the group, less about individual performances.
I will buy that. Who was the leader 2 years ago? Matt BK with 13.5, and then you had Van Noy and Clowney, and then last year, a couple of guys in double digits. It'll be very similar to that. And said it before last season. I don't see Van Noy doing what he did. Well, he not only didn't do it, but he exceeded what he did, so you figure there's got to be some level of drop-off there. Maybe Green, maybe Tavis Robinson adds a little to the equation. Travis Jones, we've been talking him up. But to your point, yes, I'm buying that the Ravens will be in the top five in sacks, health permitting, and it'll be a group effort, not one guy with 20.
All right, we go over to baseball here. When this current Dodgers team was put together, I mean, everyone was already penciling them into the World Series. Considered them an unbeatable super team that could maybe even push for the record of all-time regular season wins. But as we sit here in June, their record, it's good enough to lead the NL West by only by one game. And they're behind four other teams overall, including both other NL division leaders in the Mets and Cubs. Now, there's lots of reasons for this. Injuries probably most notable, but also the theory that Dave Roberts has enough managerial experience to know that really it's all about October, and as long as they get there, they can take off at that point. But Steve, buy or sell, the Dodgers will actually end up being the three seed or worse in the National League?
No, I'll sell that. I think the cream will rise over 162 games, and they are playing. I'm looking at their game logs here in a win one, lose one mode here the last few weeks. I mean, they just haven't really gone on a tear. They were better earlier. I mean, they were 23-10 out of the box. And so now they're still about that same margin over. So they've been a middling team for a couple weeks. But I think even the great teams have stretches. You know, we could pull out a slice of 4 weeks here, 4 weeks there, where they don't look great. And in the end, the cream will rise to the top.
Back to football here, talking about a former Raven, J.K. Dobbins. Well, his career has been defined by injuries. Even last year, and what ended up being a career year for him in terms of yards, tied his career high in touchdowns with the Chargers, still couldn't finish the season because, again, another injury. Well, now he's latched on with Denver, where they've got a lot of names in that running back room, but none of them are proven. Rookie R.J. Harvey will probably get priority. He was a second-round pick. But other than that, really not much competition here for Dobbins. Buy or sell, Bob, Dobbins will be healthy enough to appear in more than 13 games that he played last year.
I will buy that, but I don't see him being the premier back for them, the bell cow, the Derrick Henry. He looks, reading about the acquisition when it first happened, what, earlier this week, he looks like he might be more of a goal line, you know, Gus Bus kind of back for Sean Payton and the Broncos. But he'll get 13 in, I would think. And when he had that rookie year in 20 for the Ravens, he looked like he was about to ascend to star status. He was a 2,000-yard rusher at Ohio State, but he's been battling every knee, Achilles, and he just can't stay healthy.
And our final topic of the day, the Orioles taking on the Angels for the second time this season this weekend. Now, the first time they faced them, actually a rare series win for the Orioles. Certainly helps that they avoided Mike Trout in the process. He's back now, though, and he's on quite a roll. A .303 batting average so far in June. Throughout his career, he's really enjoyed playing at Camden Yards. A lot of great moments here, robbing home runs, launching plenty of his own. In fact, he's had at least one homer at Camden Yards in his last six trips here. Buy or sell, Steve, the O's pitching staff will at least keep him contained inside the ballpark this weekend.
I'm going to sell it. I think he'll hit one out. I think the bus from Millville, New Jersey, is on its way down 95 right now. And that's one reason that guy plays well here. That's his home. He's a New Jersey kid, Millville. And that town empties out into Camden Yards every time the Angels show up. Good for him. The Jersey kid will probably hit one out.
Going to do it for Buy or Sell for this week. We'll have it back your way coming up on Monday. But when we return, Steve Molesky, your buddy, your friend, I'm assuming your friends, Rockabaca from MassinSports.com. We'll talk about the Orioles heading into this series against Trout, Ron Washington, and the Angels all of a sudden right on the cusp of 500. They actually are 500 on the road at 18-18. Nolan McGraw will get his thoughts on the Orioles. The slices that Steve Molesky's serving up to us, these 12-8 slices, might be food poisoning when it's all said and done. Then you got the American League.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Geese report at 1 o'clock. And as long as they start winning, and joining us now to talk about trying to win slices. Steve likes the slices here. Are the Orioles, after dropping two straight series, from massinsports.com? He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Rockabacco. Rock, good afternoon. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. And the Orioles, after six-game stretch and all the great, hey, they're back, and we're putting together scenarios in which they could do some crazy things. They've lost two straight series, one of the A's who stink and one of the Tigers who are the exact opposite of that. As we look at the team, health-wise, offensively, they seem to be all right. Still got some pitching things to decide. But looking at the roster, at least in personnel, Rock, how much better is it today than it was, say, 2-3 weeks ago?
I mean, the roster is much better, but I'm going to hit you with that cliche about momentum being the next day's starting pitcher. That's usually where it starts out here. And, you know, they went through that stretch where rotation was outstanding. I know Steve has the numbers of what the ERA was for, like, maybe an 11-game stretch. And then you go out west and you go to Sacramento and the numbers are a little different. And last night, we're going to count Dean Kramer because he came out of the bullpen, but it was in the second inning. And he has one bad inning, which has happened to him many times in the past, but it made the difference in the game. So you've got that issue and still runners in scoring position, you know, things like that. Now, it doesn't really matter what the roster's looking like if you still aren't delivering routinely in the clutch and leaving too many guys on base and squandering too many opportunities. So, yeah, the good news is the roster is healthier and it's trending in that direction. And you would think you're going to get some better baseball because of it, but they've dug such a hole, you're going to get to that point where when you get to around the trade deadline and you've got that roster that looks better on paper, but you are still too far back, then suddenly you may see some guys traded and that roster is going to look a heck of a lot different.
So, Bob, I'm going to resist the temptation to ask Rocco if he misses me as a teammate at massinsports.com. That would probably not be a fair question, and so we'll avoid that altogether and move on to this, Rock.
Wait a minute. You're gone?
I don't work there anymore.
Oh, I didn't get that memo.
You don't miss me around the office?
Yes, around the water cooler.
The great water cooler talk we used to have. So, Rock, after segueing here so smoothly, after the dismissal of Brandon Hyde, here's what I saw, and you're in there even more than me. Tell me what you saw. I saw a team that was rocked back by that because they knew here is this man that was so supportive and good to them that they really had love for that was now gone, and they were a big part of the reason he was now gone. So I think it took a couple days for this team to process everything and kind of stabilize, and we're now in that stabilization mode, a slice of 20 games where they're 12-8, as my Twitter fans love when I do the slices. So is that what you saw?
It is. And I mean, first of all, I think players were really surprised. They weren't expecting a move in May, even though it's not uncommon to shake things up when a team's struggling. But this was a team that had three straight winning seasons, back-to-back playoffs, not that far removed from a division title and 101 wins, two-time Sporting News Manager of the Year. I think it took them aback that there was a change made, and a change made that quickly. And, yeah, I think that the common theme was guilt. These guys are like, you know, this our play cost this man his job. And they, you know, that, they wore that. I mean, that was that weighed heavily on them. And he was extremely popular with them. And they had so much success with him. So I think, well, a change maybe had to be made, you could argue, because of the way things are going. But it wasn't because Brandon Hyde lost the clubhouse. So I just think, yeah, guys felt really guilty about it. You're trying to kind of regroup at that point. I'm sure it helped that they had somebody who wasn't an outsider coming in. You know, most of them have, you know, that really good relationship with Mancelino. Even the guys who aren't working with him because they aren't infielders, even pitchers were like, you know, had a lot of respect, you know, for him, liked him. So that certainly helped, and he seems to bring, you know, the right kind of temperament to this. But, yeah, so I think now they're kind of getting their footing more now, and it's gotten to be more comfortable and just more a part of their daily routine now. We show up, and it's Tony Mancelino who's in charge. It isn't Brandon Hyde anymore. But there absolutely was going to be an adjustment period there.
You know, one guy I have a lot of affection for as a player and how he's persevered through his career, and I also know he's only 3-for-37 as a batter, is Maverick Handley. First of all, he's a cool guy with a cool name, so you got to like that part. Second of all, this guy was drafted in 2019 and didn't get here until 2025, and only because of an injury. And his time on the roster might be coming to an end now as Sanchez is close. But, Rock, I think he's held his own. He's impressed his teammates. He's become a personal catcher for Charlie Morton, who, oh, by the way, got better when Maverick Handley got back there. And he's just a breath of fresh air to talk to. Is Stanford smarts come through when you talk to Maverick Handley?
They do, but not in an obnoxious, condescending way. And I appreciate that. Some Stanford guys are a little more aloof and, you know, than others and whatever, superiority. But, yeah, absolutely. And he really does a really nice job behind the plate. I think he's a better hitter than what he's shown. And, you know, you got that sporadic playing time and all of a sudden you're tossed in there. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get any sort of rhythm, harder for some guys than others. But I think when if you're starting Maverick Handley, it's more about what he's doing behind the plate. And I think he's done a great job. And, you know, that play he made recently where he was able to slap the tag was he was getting bowled over. You know, he's got skills back there. But you're right. It looks like his time would be coming to a close because of Sanchez. They're not going to carry three catchers, but you send him back down. And, you know, now he's got Samuel Basayo kind of blocking him. It's a tough organization to be in, I guess, when you're a catcher who's looking for your shot. Between Rutschman and then they signed Sanchez, they have Basayo. But I still think he could at least be a good backup catcher in the majors. And there are plenty of guys who have made careers out of being that type of guy, the Austin Winses of the world. I mean, they're out there. And it was nice to see him get that shot. And, you know, selfishly, yeah, from a media standpoint, you love having a guy like that in the clubhouse we can go to. Always willing to talk, happy to see you, a smile on his face, and gives you thorough answers. Even when I asked him about, you know, Heston Kjerstad being option and how he thought Heston was going to handle it. And he gave me one of the better answers and more thoughtful answers that I've received from anybody this year. And that includes veteran players. And he's an impressive young man. And it was nice that he got that opportunity beyond just being on the taxi squad. We felt like we got to know him between spring training and taxi squad. He certainly wasn't a stranger to us, but it was nice for him to actually get that call and get those major league at-bats.
Rock Abacco, MassinSports.com, joining us here on the Fan. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, and Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. You mentioned Sanchez. Tyler O'Neill, Rock, I guess, was trending towards an eventual return. I guess that's been stunted a little bit. So what's up with old Tyler O'Neill? Tricep trying to get back in there.
Yeah, well, I think it's neck now, isn't it? Or shoulder, right? Isn't it the impingement, left shoulder impingement? We just named like four body parts, scrambling to figure out with Tyler. It's been a rough go here, but, you know, he's still got some soreness apparently, so he hasn't played in a couple days. We'll see if he's in the lineup again, but I don't think it's viewed as like a total shutdown here, but at least for now. But suddenly we were, you know, told they wanted to, quote, give him some extra, quote, rest. Because of that soreness, that's a bad sign because he was certainly trending in a better direction, saying that he felt good. And once you go on that assignment, you figure it's, you know, just a matter of time and you're going to see him. And now this is going to push things back somewhat. And it's just been, you know, it's been, I think he's been on the IL 16 times in his career with 13 different body parts. And that was the risk when they gave him that contract, is keeping him on the field. He didn't have the reputation of being the most durable guy, but they usually weren't overly serious injuries that kept him out for an extended period. It's a lot of, you know, kind of minimum IL or a few days beyond that type stuff. But yeah, if we're going to probably find out more today. If he's not playing for Norfolk for, you know, another day or two, then you really start to wonder if this was a big setback or not. But it's been certainly not what they envisioned when they signed him. And it's just been a couple different things that have hampered him. And now people question, well, maybe if you train like a bodybuilder, maybe that's a problem. But then you see some of the numbers he's put up and say, well, it works for him. And maybe they're not related at all. Certainly not a baseball player's body, but he's had a lot of different little things like this.
So, Rock, the fans are saying, where's Trevor Rogers? He threw that great game in the big leagues. He's been pitching pretty well in the minors since he sent him out. Now, I'm looking at Povich's last five starts. What a crazy ride. Two runs, one run, five runs, two runs, five runs. The up-and-down nature, is it almost a point where the Orioles have to stay with a young pitcher here who's flashed good, or they're so desperate for wins right now, they got to think about making a move?
Isn't it funny? Fans before were like, why Trevor Rogers? Now they're saying, where's Trevor Rogers?
Exactly.
It really runs hot and cold. We're talking one outing in Boston, but it was so impressive. And there was the uptick in velocity, which I don't think he's maintained in his other starts in AAA here. But, you know, it's going to be one of those interesting decisions on the club where it's like, if you still think you have a shot, and mathematically they do, and you want to put your best group out there, then that's how you do it. You don't necessarily use this time to evaluate younger players like Kerstad, who gets optioned, or Mayo, or Povich, whoever. But then on the other hand, this, you know, you may reach that point where you figure, well, you may as well just run these guys out there regularly and see what you've got and give them that needed experience. With Povich, they've got two lefties in the bullpen, and last night they had one because Aiken was the opener. You could always move Povich in there as an extra reliever, long man type, which they could use, and go ahead and bring Rogers up and give him that shot. Because, you know, when you look at what they gave up in order to get him, you really want this to work out. So, I would think at some point you want to give him that opportunity. We don't know if Charlie Morton's leash has gotten shorter again. He starts tonight. I think at some point we do see Rogers again. He's not tearing it up down there, but I think he's certainly earned the right to get that look. But the Orioles, meanwhile, have to decide how they want to approach, and maybe we're getting closer to that point now, how they want to approach the rest of the season when it comes to evaluating guys. It certainly makes sense with a guy like Povich, if you think he's a future rotation guy for you full-time, to keep running him out there and just let him sometimes take his lumps, and sometimes he looks much better and he's, you know, good strikeout numbers, and you just let him try to figure it out at the major league level. They got to figure out how they want to approach this.
Rockabacco Mass at sports.com. I'm stunned to know that Masson had an office and a water cooler on top of it. I guess the company picnics were quite entertaining.
Quite.
You don't want to see us in the sack race, though. It was a little awkward.
Rock, appreciate it as always. Happy Father's Day and have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Here's Rockabacco, everybody. Rock. We'll come back reset for you. And then we got AL East Report coming up top of the hour. We're going to hear from Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from you at 410-583-1057. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's the Beach Boys. It's Sly and the Family Stone. Steve wants to talk about slices. Just tuning in. There are slices of success the Orioles have to achieve to make this season no longer a lost cause.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.